Sri Vishnu Sahasranama 782 Duratikramaha. Just previous to this we had Durjaya, and then after this will be Durlabha, Durgama, Durgaha, Duravasaha. Dur means difficult. God is difficult. Well, yes, he's difficult in some ways. Here we have the name Duratikrama. Krama, this word, gives the idea of walking, stepping. So Atikrama means to overstep, to go beyond, to breach. Parashara Bhakta, the worshipable commentator of the Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, gives the meaning, he who cannot be overstepped or bypassed. If we want to get relief from repeated birth and death, we can't do that. Ignoring the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. It doesn't happen. Actually, we can't do anything without him, but we have some sense of independence. He gives us a little sense of independence. But actually, that is bondage in material life. And at some stage, we may become fortunate enough to realize that we are in bondage in material life, and try to get free from that. And there are the impersonalists who try to become free from the bondage of repeated birth and death, thinking that they're going to merge into some oneness. And they want to do that merging by their own meditation and austerities or whatever, not accepting their subordination to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The mentality of not being subordinate to him, of masquerading as if being independent. We do have a little independence given by him, very limited independence, but to think that we're fully independent of him is the cause of our bondage in material existence. And if we think we're going to, The whole idea, by my own strength, I will become great, I will become powerful, I'm doing everything myself. Prakriti kriyavarnani gunai karmani sarvasa hankara vimurha ma kartaham iti manyate. The great fool thing, even though he's bound up within the material energy of three modes, and he's conditioned by them, but he thinks, I'm doing everything, I'm doing my, look what I'm so great, I'm so powerful. That is the cause of our bondage in material existence. And then if we think, I'm going to get liberated, okay, I'll do it by myself. It's the same wicked mentality. We have to recognize our subordination to him. We cannot get liberated without him. Parashara Bhakta quotes from various sources, which I'll read now, from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yada charmavad akasham vishtayishyanti manavaha tata devam avigyaya dukhas yantam nigacchati. The success with which one can reach the end of sorrow without resorting to God is the same as the success one would have in rolling the whole firmament and putting it into a small leather bag. In other words, forget it. It's a ridiculous proposition. If we think that we can get free from material existence without the grace of the Supreme Lord, it's like thinking, I'll roll up the whole universe and put it in a little bag. Then from the Lainga Purana, Vasudeva manaradhya komoksham samavapnuyat Who can attain salvation without worshipping Vasudeva? Nahi Vishnum Rite Kachit Gatiranya Vidhiyate Ityevam Satatam Veda Gayante Natra Sangshayaha. All the Vedas are always singing in chorus that there is no other means of redemption except the worship of Vishnu. Natra Sangshayaha. There is no doubt about this whatsoever. Another commentator, Sri Sri V.V. Ramanujan, he gives the example of the crow who, having made a great offense to Mother Sita, was to be killed by the Brahmastra of Lord Rama, and he fled all over the three worlds for protection and ultimately had to come back to the lotus feet of Lord Rama for protection. So this is a somewhat different interpretation. If we want to get free from punishment by him by taking shelter of others, not possible. Hanuman, we'll find in Ramayana, Hanuman says that if Ram decides that someone should be killed, no one can save him. No one, Indra, Brahma, Rudra, no other great powerful personality can save him. Which reminds us of the saying in Bengali, Mare Krishna Rake Ke, Rake Krishna Mare Ke. You can say it in Bengali, you can say it in Sanskrit, you can say it in any language. It's a principle which any theistic person can understand, that if God wants to destroy us, there's no one who can protect us. And if God wants to protect us, no one can do any harm to us. I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 7, text 14. Daivihi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. In this verse, the prefix dur comes, as in this name, duratikrama. So this means difficult, again difficult. Krishna says, this divine energy consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome, but those who surrender to me, Krishna says, mam eva, to me, certainly, mam eva, to emphasize, it's not anyone else. To those who surrender to me can cross beyond it. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport to this verse, very important verse, which he quoted so many times. Srila Prabhupada writes, the words mam eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. And if not Brahma or Shiva, then definitely not Indra, Chandra, Vayu or others. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of Rajoguna, passion, and Tamoguna, ignorance, to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. Here, Srila Prabhupada writes, although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu. What does that mean? Vishnu is surely far superior. Well, in the role as Gunavatar, they're known as the Trimurti, the three lords who oversee the material world. So in that capacity, Vishnu acting with just a little of his energy, the Yad Yad Vibhuti Matsadvam Srimad Urjitam Evava Tata Deva Vagancha Tvam Mama Tejang So Sambhavam. Krishna says, with only a little bit of my energy, I maintain all the world. Everything, all these fabulous things in the world, they're all just a little manifestation of my unlimited power. So that little manifestation of his power that Vishnu exhibits for maintenance of this world, in that sense, he is one of the three lords who oversee creation, maintenance, and destruction. Brahma, with his full prowess, which is also given to him by Vishnu, creates, is a subsidiary creator of the material universe. And Shiva, he's also Very, very, very powerful. And in terms of power, he doesn't exhibit even his full power in destroying the whole universe. He's much superior to Brahma in that sense. But although Shiva has tremendous power, he is not as powerful as Lord Vishnu. And he also doesn't have all the attractive qualities of Lord Vishnu. And here the point in particular is being made that even Lord Shiva cannot give liberation. And you may say, well, the impersonalists, they worship Lord Shiva and they want to get liberation. Yeah, you can get the kind of liberation. You can get liberation from the material world without worshipping Vishnu, but that's a kind of illusory liberation because yena ravindaksha vimuktamaninastvayasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya aruhya kritrena parang padang tata patantyato nadrita yushmadangraya. Lord Brahma, or the demigods, addressing Lord Vishnu, Krishna, they say that, oh, lotus-eyed Lord, there are some people who strive for liberation and going through tremendous difficulty manage to ascend to the spiritual situation beyond this material world, but they fall back again due to neglecting to worship your lotus feet. So it's a kind of illusory liberation. It's something like going up in a space station and we're going out into space, but then you have to come back. You come back again. It's not really going into space. You've gone into space, but it's only temporary. You have to come back. So, continuing reading from Srila Prabhupada's purport here, but the point being made, Srila Prabhupada is making, and I'm elaborating on that, which is the point that's being made by the commentators on this named Dura Tikrama, which is a real warning for those who want to be, the Mayavadis who want to be liberated without worshipping, without being devotees of Krishna. It's a warning to them that it's Vishnu who will liberate, no one else. Srila Prabhupada continues, in other words, both Brahma and Shiva are under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he alone can give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas, Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3.8, confirm this in the phrase, Tameva Viditva. Oh, that's part of a longer, fairly well-known quote from Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Now, of course, some people may contest the translation of that, because this is also quoted very much by the Mayavadis themselves. But especially Madhvacharya has shown that Sarve Vedam Yat Padama Mananti, the Upanishadic statement that all the Vedas point to one topic, and Krishna himself says in Gita, Vedaisya Sarve Aham Eva Vedya, all the Vedas are meant for knowing me. So, this is the proper understanding. The Vedas should be understood, the Upanishads should be understood in the light of Vishnu, Krishna. That is the proper way to understand them. So, freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved only by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti pradata sarveshang Vishnur eva nasangshayaha. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone. We find in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Sanatan Goswami, Kebala jnana mukti dite nare bhakti bine, Krishnon mukhe she mukti hoi bina jnane. Speculative knowledge alone without devotional service is not able to give liberation. On the other hand, Even without knowledge, one can attain liberation if one engages in the Lord's devotional service. Even without knowledge means without studying and trying to understand everything by one's own effort. That means by the aroha panta. If one thinks by my own knowledge, by my own intelligence, I'll get liberated. Without following that process, if one simply takes to devotional service, Krishna mukhe, being inclined to serve Krishna, then the knowledge of Krishna, devotional service means there's knowledge, but that is by the avaroha panta, by descending knowledge. And Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojataha Janyatyashu Vairagyam Gyanam Chayada Haitukam. If one performs devotional service to Krishna, then knowledge and renunciation automatically follow. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told Sanatana Goswami, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami. You know that verse, right? Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakali Ashanta. Now, there's another verse. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shubuddhi Jodi Hoi Garha Bhakti Joge Tobe Krishna Re Bhajoy. Srila Prabhupada gives an extended translation of this. Due to bad association, the living entity desires material happiness, liberation, or merging into the impersonal aspect of the Lord, or he engages in mystic yoga for material power. If such a person actually becomes intelligent, he takes to Krishna consciousness by engaging himself in intense devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna. So, there you go, Duratikrama. You cannot bypass him and get liberation. Forget it. Don't forget Krishna. But forget, just give up the idea of thinking we can be liberated without the grace of Krishna. Of course, even to think of being liberated, that's pretty exalted compared to the pig and dog-like attitude toward life of most human beings. Pig and dog-like means they're interested in eating, sleeping, and having sex, and sense enjoyment in various ways. Another understanding of the name, Duratikrama. He who cannot be transgressed, you can't go against his laws. And especially Shankaracharya has explained it like this, with the understanding that, or giving the interpretation that it's difficult to go against him because you get smashed if you do. So out of fear, people follow his orders. There are several statements in Shastra about this. In Srimad Bhagavatam there is, which is echoing the Upanishadic statements. The commentators on Vishnu Sahasranam, they generally don't quote Srimad Bhagavatam. Baladeva Vidyabhushan, of course, does from place to place, but in the commentarial tradition prior to the Gauriyas, mostly the Upanishads, and then the Vaishnavas will also quote the Puranas, and not only the Upanishads, other parts of the Shruti also, but especially the Upanishads. Definitely in the commentaries on the Upanishads themselves and on Vedanta Sutras. Vedanta Sutras must be, by its very nature, must be quoting the Upanishads. Anyway, although occasionally a Panini will be quoted and this and that. Anyway, to substantiate his interpretation of this name, Shankaracharya gives a quote from Kathopanishad, Bhayadas Yagnis Tapati, Bhayat Tapati Suryaha, Bhayad Indras Chavayuscha, Mrityu Dhavati Panchamaha. It is out of fear that fire burns. is out of fear of him that the sun shines. The verb used in both cases, tapati. The fire burns and the sun, well, it gives heat. So heat and light both come together. Bayad in Indra and Vayu, the king of heaven, and the Devata, the demigod overseeing air, and Mrityu, Dhavati, the god of death, runs. So is the fifth. So like this, all the great controllers of the universe function out of fear of the Supreme Lord. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, there's a similar statement. Bhishasmadvatapavate bhishodeti suryaha bhishasmadagnischendrascha mrityodhavati panchamaha. It's the same thing, the order is a little different. Same as the Kathopanishad verse has exactly the same purport. Then another meaning, sorrow cannot touch him. Grief, dukkha, it cannot overcome him. Then another meaning, that if you dur, here being taken, du becomes dur, so dur can also mean dukkha. So another meaning, by transgressing his orders, you want to transgress him, okay, but you'll get grief. That will be the result. So it's similar to the sense that out of the beginning of theism is just one beginning, or a primary stage is simply out of fear. If I don't follow the laws of God, I'll be punished. Have to do it, otherwise you'll suffer. It's a very low level, but it's a beginning level. The real level is love. But in this material world, we don't know love. We know the perverted reflection of love. So that's a beginning. Do this or you'll be punished. Then we do it. Baladev Vidyabhushan is one of the commentators who gives this meaning. And that's true. Krishna Bhuli Sriji Banadi Bahimok Atayiv Mayatare Deya Shangsharaduk. By forgetting Krishna, we, the tiny jiva, since time immemorial, being inimical, we become inimical or not caring about Krishna, and therefore Maya gives us, Maya, Krishna's external energy, inflicts on us the suffering of material existence. So, in summary, he is the one who nobody can dare to disobey. Or if you do dare to do, then you're certain to suffer from that. He cannot be opposed. You can't be bypassed. You just can't. Okay, I'm going to get liberation, and I'll leave Vishnu behind also. That's what the Mayavadis think. They think, oh, I'm going to get liberated, and Vishnu is still here, maintaining the world. I'm better than Vishnu. Rascals, they think like that. So we can understand from this that it's by his supreme order that everything runs on and works. To get liberated, you have to be personally taken by him. Other functions in the material world he delegates to various demigods, but for liberation, you have to go through him. Of course, The devotees, they will intercede on our behalf. And even Brahma and Shiva as devotees may intercede on our behalf. And in that way give us liberation. But not in the... In their capacity as universal controllers, in their capacity as devotees. We're in the Sampradaya of Brahma, so we go through our gurus, and Srila Prabhupada, and all the acharyas, and they can approach Krishna and recommend, you please take this soul as your servant. Then Krishna will take, but it's up to Krishna. Up to Krishna. No one can bypass him, no one can surpass him, because no one is equal to him in any way. That's the underlying message of Vishnu Sahasranama and Bhagavad Gita and actually all the Shastras, because that's the fact. You want to know the truth? The truth is that God is supreme, we are subordinate. God has many names. His ultimate name is Krishna, the all-attractive. Even fire, we say fire burns. You can study scientifically. The sun shines. You can study scientifically. The wind blows. You can study scientifically. But you can say, yeah, there's a strong wind blowing because there's a depression in the Bay of Bengal and all this kind of thing. But ultimately, it's Krishna. Everything is under Krishna's control. Duratikrama. All glories to Duratikrama. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyavacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nitaya chunakang padayane patya kritvacha kakushatame tadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charane kurutanuragaha. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu makarona vayang vichara yamaha Hari rasa madira madati mata bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare.